Last October, I spoke with Erica Hirschler, a curator at the Museum of Fine Arts Boston, about John Singer Sargent's great 19th century painting, The Daughters of Edward Darley Boyd. Hirschler had just published a book about the painting called Sargent's Daughters.
There are four little girls, each one wearing white, three of them in white pinafores and the littlest one in a white dress. Two of them stand in the background in the shadows. One of those girls leans against one of the large Japanese vases.
Well, this week, Erica Hirschler is in Madrid with the Sargent painting. It rarely travels, and it has never been to Spain. But for the next 2.5 months, it will hang at the Prado Museum in Madrid, next to the 17th century Spanish masterpiece that inspired it. That painting is Las Meninas by Diego Velázquez. It is also a portrait of little girls, most notably the 5-year-old Princess Infanta at its center.
I'm standing in the Grand Gallery of the Prado Museum, watching the facilities crew here hang Sargent's Daughters of Edward Darley Boyd at right angles to Velázquez's Las Meninas. We've been looking at it, trying to decide how high to hang the Sargent so that it's relationships with Las Meninas are clear, and so that it looks well. It's actually quite a bit smaller than Las Meninas, but we're going to get the little girls at about the same height so that they relate to one another. Wow. Oh my God. It brings tears to your eyes to see it here. Sargent was a great admirer of Velázquez's work. And in fact, Sargent came to Madrid in 1879 in the fall and set himself up to make copies after Velázquez. And one of the paintings that he spent the most time with was Las Meninas. I'm thinking that Sargent was so aware of his position in this heritage of the old masters, and for one of his greatest paintings to be hanging in this place. And it looks great.
That's Erica Hirschler of the Museum of Fine Arts Boston. She's in Madrid for the installation of John Singer Sargent's The Daughters of Edward Darley Boyd. The painting will be on view at the Prado from tomorrow through May 30th. You can see images of the paintings at theworld.org.